Father, we can open the Word of God together and study together.
我们赞美神，因为我们可以打开他的话语，我们一同来读。
That hymn has a reference to a verse, one of the verses we're going to read. So let's turn to James chapter 4.
这首诗歌里头有一些提到了就是我们要读的经文。
James
4, 我们翻到雅各书的第四章。
Verse 8 reads, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
雅各书第四章第八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手，手心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。
Also, a few verses later,Let's read verse 11 and 12.
我们来读第十一跟十二节。
Do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of law, but a judge of it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you who judge your neighbor?
弟兄们，你们不可彼此批评。人若批评弟兄，论断弟兄，就是批评律法，论断律法。你若论断律法，就不是遵行律法，乃是判断人的。设立律法和判断人的只有一位，就是那能救人也能灭人的。你是谁，竟敢论断别人呢？
And turn with me to Matthew chapter 7.
然后我们一起翻开马太福音第七章。
Starting in verse 1.
第一节。
Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye.
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？你自己眼中有梁木，怎么能跟你弟兄说容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 2. I'm sorry, Romans chapter 2. Romans 2.
罗马书第二章。
Verse 1. Therefore you have no excuse, every one of you who passes judgment,For in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. And we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things. But do you suppose this, O man, when you pass judgment on those who practice such things, and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God?
你这论断第一节，你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。因你这论断人的，自己所行却和别人一样。我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。你这人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样。你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？
Verse 4, Do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience?Not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?
第四节，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？
And let's turn also to Romans chapter 14.
然后我们翻到罗马书第十四章。
Paul addresses this issue there as well.
保罗也在这里提到这事。
Let's just jump right to verse 10.
我们到第十节。
But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you again, why do you regard your brother with contempt? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God.
14:10.
And now turn with me back to the book of Jonah.
然后我们一起翻开约拿书。
And let's just read from chapter
3
of Jonah.
约拿书第三章,
the last verse, verse 10.
三章第四章,
then God saw their works, that they were turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
于是神查看他们的行为,见他们离开恶道,他就后悔,
Chapter 4, verse 1,
第四章第一节,
but it displeased Jonah exceedingly and became angry. So he prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish. For I know that you are gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.
第四章第一节，这是约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说：“耶和华啊，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他施去。耶和华啊，现在求你取我的命吧。”
Then the Lord said, is it right for you to be angry?
然后耶和华说,
let's join me in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that we can spend the hour around the table together.
主，我们感谢你，我们可以环绕你的桌子一起纪念你。
And Lord, as we worship you, we drew near to you, and we're so grateful that we can draw near to you by the blood of Christ.
我们敬拜你，我们可以借着基督的血，我们可以来亲近你。
Lord, now as we open your word together, we pray that your Holy Spirit will quicken your word to us.
主，当我们现在打开你的话，求主的圣灵，真是叫你的话活泼起来。
We thank you, Lord, that you are the one who reveals truth and reveals yourself.
主啊，你是那启示真理、启示你自己的神。
We're totally dependent, Lord, upon you.
主，我们完全
are seeing and knowing.
我们完全的依靠你，主，我们才能够认识你。
We thank you for this time. We give it to you for your purpose.
主，我们为了这个时间，我们献上感谢。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。 Amen.
Well, if you didn't catch the topic for today from the verses, then you're asleep.
如果你还不知道今天的主题的话，那你大概在睡觉。So
what's on my heart, or has been put on my heart for quite a few weeks, is from Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, when the Lord Jesus says, don't judge, that you be not judged.
所以这几个礼拜以来，我的负担一直是在这个 马太福音的第七章，这里讲到不要论断人，免得你们被论断。Now,
the context, of course, is that in chapter 6, we have our theme verse, the model prayer.
在这个上下文呢，就是在马太福音的第六章，我们有这个主导文。And
even last week, our brother Ray shared many things that were in chapter 6 about our walk before the Lord.
上一个礼拜瑞弟兄他也有分享，就是我们在主面前所行的路。As
we've been considering this issue of thy kingdom come, we see the kingdom in the heavenly and big realm, we also see the kingdom of God in ourselves.
当我们分享这个大的图画是我们看到那即将要来临的国度，可是我们也在我们的生活里看见他的国度。
So many of those things in chapter 6 have to do with our character, have to do with us being in the kingdom before our Lord.
所以在马太福音第六章里头提到许多事情，是关于那个性格，关于我们在神跟前的光景。Having
a single eye.
有一个独一的眼,
trusting him fully.
完全的依靠他。
And as Lucy has been sharing and from the book of Revelation.
Lucio 弟兄他也有在分享从启示录。
We saw there that when this somewhat hidden kingdom now is to be revealed,
我们听到就是现在隐藏的国度有一天会完全彰显出来。
What really, really matters is the character of Christ.
重要的是基督的性格。
And the Lord is working out His character in the body, in us.
而且基督在他的身体里头再把他的性格建造起来。
And it will be part of that kingdom coming.
那即将是呢将要来的国度的一部分。
So while it's the big matter, it's the Lord cares about what's going on in your heart and my heart now as He does this work.
所以主耶稣他注意就是我们现在的生活跟他在我们身上的工作。
And sometimes we may feel that when we see God holding things at a high standard,
有的时候我们看见主他有一个很高的标准。
Like we say, he says there's no compromise.
他说你在这世上不能够妥协。
We make the mistake of thinking that God's just a perfectionist like us.
我们会犯错，我们会以为神就跟我们一样，也是想要追求完美的。
Like some of us really are perfectionists.
像我们当中有一些人真的是那追求完美的。
You can ask my wife.
你可以问我的太太。
But I bet there's a whole room full of perfectionists here.
可是我相信我们当中有不少就是追求完美的。
The Lord uses perfectionists.
可是我们的神。
Because they have standards.
有所谓的标准。
We have standards. The trouble is we misapply them.
我们的问题是我们错误的去应用它们。
And our idea of being a perfectionist is being very, very picky about whatever it is that we understand.
我们做一个追求完美的人，好像是我们非常的挑剔，就是我们所了解的事情，我们非常挑剔。
So may we, brothers and sisters, not assume that God is just up there being very, very, very picky.
所以我们要认识，神不是只是高高在上，非常的挑剔世上的事。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
He cannot coexist with sin.
他不能够与罪恶在同时。
So the issue is what can be with him in eternity.
所以问题是在永世里头
and in the kingdom.
什么可以与神一起呢
That which is sinful cannot abide with him.
在国度里头这个有罪恶的不能够与他一起。
That which can abide with him is the character of Christ.
能够与他同住的是那基督的性格。
Thank God, we don't just watch this as a show. He's doing that work in you and I. It's mercy.
我们不是只是在旁边像看一个 show 一样，可是他却是在他的怜悯在包容我们。
So let's look at the words of our Lord in Matthew 7.
所以我们看马太福音第七章。
Do not judge so that you will not be judged.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
And then he says in verse 2, For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you.
因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Now, some clarification here that actually came from Dana as he did his study in Matthew on this chapter.So many things helped us with.
Dana 弟兄他因为带我们在马太福音的查经他真是解释了这一段。
I recommend it if you missed it. It's somewhere in March. Look it up. It's on YouTube, you know.
你如果没有听到的话你可以回去听录音在差不多是在三月左右的事。
But two things really important. The meaning of verse 1 is do not be judgmental.
在第一节非常重要第一节里头重要的是你不要论断人。
As we'll see in a moment, in English anyway, the word judge is used for us to discern. It's also used for us to judge like a judge does, that is to condemn or sentence.
所以在英文里头这个论断这个字它也有就是去看清楚的意思或者是另外一个意思就是好像被定罪的意思。
So we're talking about something being judgmental, that is taking a certain attitude, and you heard it in the scriptures we read. It's the attitude of taking on being the judge of someone else.
所以我们在这里讲到就是这个论断是你好像是做一个审判官你去论断别人。
And Jesus is warning them right then. He's saying, watch out, because in the way you judge others, you will be judged too.
所以主耶稣在这里说他就警告你们怎么样论断人你自己也会怎样被论断。
Now another thing that needs to be clarified in verse 2, the English reading of some translations makes it sound like Jesus is saying that you'll be judged with the same kind of measurement that you do.
在第二节里头主耶稣他说你们用什么量器量给人。
But the Dana mentioned, and also in some of the translations, it's clear what the Lord is saying is, watch out, you'll be measured by this high standard, just like you're judging other people.
所以主耶稣他说，你要小心，因为你在论断人的时候呢，你也会同样的被这样子的被高的标准测量。
So don't read this and say, well, if I just don't judge anybody else, and when I get to heaven, he's going to go, oh, no problem, or he's never judged anybody. His standard was so low, I'll use the same low standard.
所以我们千万不要就是以为自己只要不论断人，那以后他就可以欢迎我到天上去，因为我没有在我活的时候论断人。
Hopefully you're saying, Maurice, I never saw that verse that way. Good. You don't have to translate that. That's right. So the Lord Jesus is saying, look, watch out. When you catch yourself judging someone else, remember that there will be a standard of measure applied to you.
所以主耶稣在这里警告我们，当你发现你在论断人的时候，其实你要想到所有的人都会在一个高的标准下被审判。
And then we have these very familiar verses where Jesus says, don't take the speck out of your brother's eye if you still have a log in your own.
所以主耶稣他也说当你的眼中有梁木的时候你不要去想去把你弟兄你眼中的刺去挪掉。
So that many times we think we see something wrong in a brother, the Lord is saying, watch out, you may have an even bigger form of that in yourself. So who are you to correct them?
所以当我们看到好像弟兄有错的时候主耶稣说你要小心你不知道你自己是不是有更大的错。
Hopefully these words really are very practical and well understood by all of us.
所以我盼望这些话都是非常实际的让我们都能够清楚明白。
So we will return to these verses some more.
我们待会儿还会再回来这些经节。
But back to this issue of the word judgment,
我们回到这句话就是论断。
We need to judge in the good sense all the time.
我们需要从一个正面的角度去论断事情。
And in fact, when Dana was going through chapter 7 of Matthew, he pointed this out very, very clearly.
迪兰弟兄在提到马太福音第七章的时候他就非常清楚地说。
And so the question is, how do we, and actually what's helpful is, in English, to use the word discern and judge.
所以英文里面有一个字就是用去明白去清楚的明白然后也用论断。
And so it is, well, we'll touch on that too as we go forward, that we need to do both.
所以我们需要这两件事情都要做。
But the problem for many of us is that as we discern, as we see truth or we see a problem in a brother or sister, what happens is we have a judgmental spirit and then we do damage, lots of damage.
当我们看到有弟兄或姐妹有错的时候我们去论断的时候我们其实会有一个论断的灵这个是会伤人的。
So as we read, we're going to be looking at the Jonas story.
所以我们现在要看约拿的故事。
Before that, let's just get this discernment thing out of the way. So from John chapter 24, I'm sorry, John 7, verse 24, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. You know, just that one verse. Jesus says, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment.
我们稍微要提一下，就是这个清楚看见这一件事情。约翰福音的第七章
7:24，第24节，
不可按外貌断定是非，总要按公平断定是非。
So, in this case, Jesus, he had healed a man's hand on the Sabbath, and of course they're condemning him, and he's saying, you should have righteous judgment, not on appearance, not on outward things.
所以主耶稣他刚刚在安息日医治了一个人的手，就他们就定罪他，然后他就说你们不要按外貌来断定，总要按公平来断定。
So we as believers do need to have good judgment. We need to discern.
所以我们做信徒的，我们应当非常明白，清楚的明白。
Which is different or distinct from being judgmental.
哦，这个是跟有一个论断的灵是不一样的。
So back in chapter 7 of Matthew, Dana in his teaching on this pointed out many examples of things where the Lord is basically telling us, you have to judge, you have to discern. This is really important.
所以 Dana 弟兄他也在查经里头也提到，有许多事情我们都需要非常清楚的知道，非常清楚明白。
For example, splinter in a brother's eye or log in your own, you have to discern that.
所以就是譬如说弟兄眼中的刺，你眼中的梁木，这些都是非常重要，你需要明白清楚。
We need God's help to see whether something is wrong and needs to be fixed.
我们需要神来让我们看见有什么问题，我们才能够去改。
Other examples in that Matthew passage were the wisdom about whether to share, how to share precious things. Remember the pearl story?
在马太福音第七章里头也还有一些就是分享一些贵重的事情，譬如说珍珠。
Also in that section, Jesus says, talks about us doing unto others as we would have, you would have them do unto you.
主耶稣在那段里头也说到，你所希望人你所希望的你所希望别人做给你的事，你也要做给别人。
So think about it. Even for that, if we're to do that, we have to discern.
所以要能够做这些事情，你都需要能够清楚的明白。
If I want to obey the Lord in that, I have to stop my selfish focus and I have to stop and discern. Oh, what would be good for that person?
所以你在思想就是什么事情会对那个人好呢？你需要自己里面心里面很清楚的明白。
You get it? So we have to judge. We have to have God help us to judge.
所以我们需要神帮助我们，能够在世上能够论断，能够明白清楚。
Other examples in that same passage talks about finding the narrow door and walking difficult path.
还有一些是提到我们要走窄路，要走进窄门。
Each of us here, we need to see which is the path the Lord has for us.
所以我们每一个人都需要清楚明白知道哪一个是神为我们预备的那个道。
We have to discern if some false prophets.
我们也需要清楚明白那些假先知。
He talks about fruit, that how we have to watch for the fruit to see if something that may look good but actually is evil.
我们需要警醒的去分辨那些假的果子。
Now this discernment is urgently important for us.
这样子的分辨明白是对我们非常重要的。
For example, when we have someone come in our midst who is with the Eastern Lightning, they use a different name now, and is in conversation and seems to be like a Christian and seems to want to help you and asks for you to meet with them, we must discern that something's wrong in our spirit from the Lord.
譬如说如果有像东方闪电，他们现在有不同的名字了，他们如果有人来到我们当中，他们甚至跟我们谈话，我们需要有一个清楚明白知道这个是从这个是假神的。
So this kind of judgment is very important.
所以这样子的分辨明白是非常重要的。
Now give another example.
另外一个例子。
I'm standing here and teaching.
我在这里好像做教导。
So what if I say something about the book of Jonah that's just flat out wrong?
如果我现在跟你讲一些约拿书的事情是完全错误。
Whose responsibility is that?
这是谁的责任呢？
Well, the responsible brother should come to me afterwards or maybe shout at me right in the middle. But it's really your responsibility to discern what is true.
也许负责弟兄会在之后甚至在我讲到的时候就会跟你说你说错了。 Why?
Because everyone, sorry.
你要能够分辨明白,
because every one of us should have our own life in the Word and our own relationship with the Lord by His Holy Spirit's help, so that we can detect and say, you know, that doesn't seem right. I'll go back and check myself.
因为每一个人都需要在主里头有一个分辨明白的生活，知道神的话语，它的错误跟正确。
Two more examples, then I can get off this subject.
我们可以再提一点。
Open sharing.
我们在分享的时候,
sometimes people stand up here and say really selfish, weird, not good, helpful things.
有一些人会站在这里说一些非常自私自我的一些事情。
That's the risk we take, so we have an open chance to share.
我们会有这样子的危险，可是我们愿意为了开放的。
If something's really wrong, yes, we do need to correct it.
如果有一些错误的事情，我们会需要去改正。
But open sharing is a chance for all of us to practice discernment.
可是公开的分享是一个机会，让我们能够学习去操练这一个分辨明白。
Are we hearing from the Lord?
我们是不是在从主听到声音呢？
And also as we share, are we doing it enough?
然后我们在听的时候，我们是不是也能够分辨明白？
And lastly, I just want to say we've got online groups, app chat, chat app, whatever, WeChat, whatever you guys are on all the time. Those groups are full of deceptive things from one person to another. We need to discern what is of the Lord, what is healthy, and what's not.
然后我们在教会，在网上也有一些团体，譬如说像微信，有一些不同的组。那我们也需要有分辨明白，知道这些在人跟人之间的这些东西里头。
On the one hand, we have information that actually in the Lord's eyes is gossip. And we know what he thinks about gossip.
我想我们许多时候从人之人之间好像只是一些资讯，可是从神的眼中看来是一些八卦。
We need to discern.
我们需要有分辨明白。
There's no Chinese word for gossip. Come on, you guys are good at it.
闲话。
Far worse, well first of all that's bad. So we need to discern and understand where we're hearing and not participate.
所以我们一定要分辨明白，我们要知道怎么样不要去参与一些事。And
then the same thing that can happen in person also happens online, which is you have wolves in sheep's clothing, and we have to discern who is real and not be fooled.
所以在个人方面，在网上，你都要注意，有一些是狼披着羊皮的，所以我们一定要分辨清楚。All
right, let's get back to a good story.
好，我们需要回到一个很好的故事。
Did you know that Jonah's story has a mic drop moment? Do you guys know what a mic drop is?
你知道约拿的故事，它有一个好像麦克风掉掉的故事。
You probably don't know.
就是麦克风掉下来。
What a mic drop is?
你知道什么是麦克风掉掉吗？
I know Lucio does it because he's kind of out of it.
Lucio 知道这个事。
Colin or Philip can explain. That's just a tease. Let's look at chapter 1 of Jonah.
我只是想要挑起你的胃口。What
a story. We all learn about this story as we're growing up.
我们来到约拿书，我们都认识清楚这个故事。
Jonah chapter 1, we'll start in the right beginning.
约拿书的第一章。
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me.
耶和华的话第一节，临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。
But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa, and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
约拿却起来逃往他师去躲避耶和华。下到约帕，遇见一只船要往他师去，他就给了船驾，上了船，要与船上的人同往他师去躲避耶和华。So,
one, we don't have that much time, and two, most of you are very familiar with this story. We won't go through a lot of the parts of it.
第一，我们没有太多的时间。第二，大家都非常熟悉这个约拿的故事。
Our focus today is to look at Jonah's heart and his attitude.
我们今天愿意注意就是约拿的心还有他的心态。
So obviously this story starts with a great moment. God says, go to Nineveh and preach. And Jonah says, no, I will go the other way and get in a boat and go as far away as I can.
所以我们知道这个故事一开始就是神要尼尼微，神要约拿去尼尼微去向居民呼喊。可是约拿却转另外一个方向，他要去他是去躲避耶和华。
And he doesn't say here in chapter 1 why he says this, but we find out the answer in chapter 4, which we read.
Let's
look at chapter 4. Because in chapter 4, in verse 2,
在第四章的第二节,
Jonah says to the Lord, O Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish. For I know that you are gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore, he says, kill me.
第二节，他说，耶和华，我在本国的时候不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急速逃往他失去。耶和华，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。
So we have to translate that. What is Jonah saying to God?
约拿在跟神说什么呢?
He's saying wonderful things. He's saying God is slow to anger. He's gracious. He's loving. Oh, that's good.
他在说很好的事情。他说神是怜悯的，是有恩典，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
But Jonah was upset because he was afraid that God, because he's compassionate, would forgive the Ninevites.
可是约拿却说，因为神他是有怜悯的神，所以他会饶恕那些尼尼微的人。
So Jonah, instead of being happy that they would repent and God would forgive them, he's upset because in his mind they deserve to die.
所以约拿他非常的发怒，因为他觉得神不应该饶恕这些尼尼微人，他们都配得去死。
So I fled, he says, I fled because I was afraid if I went and preached, they would repent and you'd forgive them, and I don't want that.
所以他逃离耶和华，因为他不希望就是尼尼微人得救。
So what was Jonah doing?
所以约拿在做什么呢？
He's judging the Ninevites.
他在论断那些尼尼微人。
And at that moment, they deserved it. They were evil. It was so evil that God was giving him special attention.
因为尼尼微人的确是凶恶，他们是应当死去。
But Jonah doesn't want to leave room for repentance.
可是约拿
wants to condemn.
可是约拿却是定罪他们，他没有让他们有饶恕的余地。
He just wants that 40 days to be over, and then boom, God would just destroy him.
他就说40天以后神就要毁灭这个城。
So we find that in chapter 1, we see that Jonah went to this amazing extra work to flee God's command.
所以我们看见的第一章里头，约拿他就花了很大的功夫去逃离耶和华。
So back to chapter 1, we know the story, but just to focus on Jonah's experience.
我们稍微注意一下约拿的经历。
We know he got in the boat and then there was a big storm God brought.
我们知道他上了船，然后船上就起了大风。
But the other people in this story are the people on the boat.
然后有一些故事是关于在船上的人。
And let me just give you the conclusion. They behave a lot better than Jonah, in my view.
我就稍微跟你讲一下最后的事情。
Look at verse 6.
他们其实比约拿的表现都更好。
The captain says to Jonah, who's sleeping and this storm is going, he's saying, call on your God, perhaps your God will consider us.
第六节，他说，你这沉睡的人，为什么这样呢？起来求告你的神，或者神顾念我们，使我们不致灭亡。
He's giving them the benefit of the doubt. Here's this kind of crazy guy who came, and we find out later, he actually told them he was fleeing from his God.
他们看见这一个沉睡的人，他后来才跟他们说，他是在逃避耶和华。
So they come to him and say, maybe your God will help.
所以他们就来问他说,
so they cast lots to try to figure out, you know, who God was upset by, and turned out to be Jonah.
所以他们就致谦,看是谁应该来负责这事。
So they go back to him and say, tell us more, who are you?
结果抽出,致出约拿来, 所以他们就问他你是谁。
Verse 9, he says, I'm a Hebrew, I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and dry land.
第九节,他说, 我是希伯来人, 我敬畏耶和华, 那创造沧海旱地之天上的神。
And verse 10, they were exceedingly afraid, and they say, why have you done this? For they knew he had fled from his presence.
第十节,他们就大大惧怕, 对他说, 你做的是什么事呢? 他们已经知道他躲避耶和华。
Now Jonah gets a little more, he kind of cooperates now, and he says, pick me up and throw me in the sea.
这个时候约拿就说, 你们把我抬起来, 丢到海里去。
That's because of me.
因为是这个大风是我的缘故。
Now the men didn't obey, that's interesting.
那些人他们没有听他的话。
They just tried to row harder.
他们就竭力的荡桨。
It's as if they didn't want to kill him.
好像他们不想要杀他。
They showed more compassion and kindness than Jonah.
他们甚至表现出更大的怜悯, 在约拿的身上。
But the storm kept up.
可是那个大风继续的。
And they realized their only choice was to throw Jonah in them.
所以他们发觉他们唯一的选择就是把约拿抛在海中。
Look in verse 14. As they do it, listen to them praying to the God they don't even know.
你看第14节, 他们在做的时候, 他们甚至祷告一个他们不认识的神。
He says, we pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood. For you, O Lord, have done as has pleased you.
他们说, 耶和华, 我们恳求你, 不要因这人的性命使我们死亡, 不要使流无辜血的罪归于我们。
So even as they threw him in the ocean, they're just pleading with God, saying, look, we're only doing this because we think we're supposed to.
所以当他们在把 约拿丢进海里头的时候，他们就是跟神祷告，说我们做这个只是因为我们想，我们需要做。
And then immediately the storm stopped.
然后马上这个狂浪就平息。
And verse 16 says, the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows.
第16节，那些人便大大敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭，并且许愿。
Again, what more could these men have done? They responded in worship.
这些人还能够做什么呢? 他们甚至用敬拜来回应。
So we see in these men's attempt at kindness and also their humility, we see a great attitude toward God.
所以我们在这些人的谦卑里头，我们看见神是伟大的。
Now chapter 2 is a beautiful prayer of Jonah.
在第二章是约拿很美的祷告。
We're not going to spend time on it today.
我们今天不会再花时间。
But it is a beautiful prayer.
不过是很美的祷告。
But for being honest about Jonah, he thought he was going to die.
对约拿来说, 他以为他自己要死了。
Right? I'm going to drown.
我快要淹死了。
And then he didn't.
可是他没有。
And this large miraculous fish swallowed up him up. And there he found himself sitting in some kind of air chamber in there and going, I'm not dead.
可是一条大鱼把他吞进去，然后他就坐在那儿，发觉自己没有死。
So it's not so amazing for Jonah to then write a psalm that says, I was afflicted and you saved me.
所以约拿后来他还写了歌，就是说我受这样子的困难，可是你却拯救了我。
But clearly, the Lord got Jonah's attention, and he prayed in a beautiful way.
所以非常清楚的, 神叫约拿可以看得清楚, 他也就这样美的祷告。
But let's go on to chapter 3, after the fish vomits him out, and then now the Lord repeats his command to him at the beginning of chapter 3.
然后我们看第三章, 鱼把这个约拿吐在旱地上, 然后耶和华再一次的叫他去尼尼微。
And this time, Jonah goes.
这一次呢, 约拿就去了。
And he goes and does something very, very difficult. To go marching through the city and prophesy and say, look, God is about to destroy your city unless you repent.
他就在那个城里头,他走了一日, 他就宣告说, 你再等40天, 尼尼微必倾覆了,
that you'll be overthrown in just 40 days.
哦, 再等40日, 尼尼微必倾覆了。
So Jonah is obeying God, and he's doing something very, very difficult.
所以约拿他顺服了神, 他做了一件困难的事。
And then the amazing thing happens.
然后有一件奇妙的事发生了。
In verse 5, we see that the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth, from the greatest to the least.
到第五节, 尼尼微人信服神, 便宣告禁食, 从最大的到至小的都穿麻衣。
And then it says in verse 6, then the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes.
第六节, 这信息传到尼尼微王的耳中, 他就下了宝座, 脱下朝服, 披上麻布, 坐在灰中。
And then he went and proclaimed a fast for the whole city.
然后他就宣告要全城的人都要禁食。
So you have sort of the people who started hearing Jonah started repenting, and then it got to the king, and he repents, and he tells everybody, let's fast. So from low to high, everybody was joining in this repentance.
所以当约拿在传道的时候，就有人也悔改了。然后等到这个消息到了王那里呢，他就宣告全城都要禁食，然后大家都能够悔改。So
it's a shocking event, very unusual even.
所以这是非常特别的，令人惊异的事件。
And then verse 10, then God saw their works, and they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
然后第十节，神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降与他们了。
And then we find out that how Jonah reacts.
然后我们看见约拿的回应。We
read the verses already at the beginning of chapter 4.
我们一开始就读了第四章的话。
So now, Jonah, instead of being happy, is actually depressed.
所以约拿他没有兴奋,他没有高兴,他反而非常的低沉。
And he says to God, see, this is the problem. I thought you were compassionate, and you turn out to be compassionate, and you have relented, and you've forgiven these people.
所以约拿他就说,他就跟神说,我就知道,你是一个怜悯的神,然后你的确也就怜悯他们。
He says, I would rather die, I'm so upset.
他说我现在死了,比我活着还好。
Now you can read the details of the story, but then we know Jonah's sitting outside the city, it's very hot, and God puts a plant comes up and gives him shade.
你知道约拿后来他就出城,因为非常热,然后神就安排了一个蓖麻,能够让他,给他一些,可以遮阴。
And then verse 8, and it happened when the sun arose that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head, so he grew faint. Then he wished death for himself and said, it is better for me to die than to live.
第八节,日头出来的时候,神安排炎热的东风,日头曝晒约拿的头,使他发昏,他就为自己求死,说我死了比活着还好。
So God gave him this plant, a shade, and then he took it away. So there's Jonah. Overheating and upset that the plant has died.
所以神给他预备了一个蓖麻，给他遮阴，可是后来神又让他死了，所以这个约拿就非常的，他就很不高兴。
Verse 9, then God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the plant?
第九节，神对约拿说，你因这棵蓖麻发怒，合乎理吗？
He said, it is right for me to be angry even to death.
他说,我发怒以至于死都合乎理。
But the Lord said, you have had pity on the plant for which you had not labored, nor made it grow, which came up at night and perished in the night. And should I not have pity on Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock?
第十节，耶和华说，这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大臣，其中不能分辨左右左手右手的有120,000多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
So God is saying, you care about the plant, you don't care about 120,000 people that are part of my creation and my world.
所以神跟约拿说，你爱惜这棵蓖麻，可是你却不爱惜这个城中有120,000多的人。
These are Gentiles who don't know right from wrong. They need everything we can give them.
这些是外邦人，他们不能够分辨错和对，他们需要这一些。
Now, if you have your Bibles, look at verse 12.
你如果有圣经的话，看第十二节。
If you don't have your Bibles, you don't know what I'm pointing out. This, my friends, is a mic drop moment.
弟兄姐妹，
Because there is no verse 12. There is no voice saying, and Jonah repented and he saw the light and he was torn up with remorse.
对，这就是我说的，好像是麦克风掉的这个时刻，因为没有第十二节，没有好像说到约拿他就悔改了。
Now the scholars, some scholars believe that Jonah actually put this letter together, that it was written by him as he recalled the events.
有一些学者认为这个书是约拿他写的，他就回想到那个时候的事。
Does that mean someone just lost some pages?
是不是有一些人他们好像失去了一些其中的章节呢？
Or is this God's mic drop moment?God said, you care more about a plant than 120,000 of my people.
还是这是一个所谓的叫这个麦克风掉下来的时刻，就是神说你竟然还爱惜，你竟然不爱惜，就是你爱惜一个蓖麻，你不爱惜120,000人。
Nothing more needs to be said.
真的没有什么需要能够再被说出来。
Maybe Jonah got the point.
也许约拿他认识的。
He didn't need to explain himself.
他不需要再解释自己。
He was undone.
他已经完全破毁了。
As he should have been.
他原来就应当如此。
The truth was so obvious.
因为那个事实是那么的清楚。
So Jonah, if we look closely, we see in his heart that condemning spirit of judgment.
所以我们在约拿里头看见了一个定罪的一个论断的灵。
He had put himself in the position of judging the Ninevites. Yeah.
他把他自己放在一个论断尼尼微人的地位。
And so now let's see how the Lord explains this. Let's go back to chapter 7 of Matthew.
我们回到马太福音第七章，我们看主怎么样说这事。
And we'll just touch those words from our Lord, and then we'll look at what Paul says about it.
我们就看主耶稣如何说，然后我们看保罗如何说。
Let's actually go to Romans.
我们去罗马书。
So Romans chapter 2, we read these verses.
罗马书第二章我们读过了。
Now in Romans 1, Paul is talking about unbelievers, Gentiles, people who have rejected God, even though he's obvious in creation.
所以罗马书第一章保罗就提到许多外邦人各样的人他们虽然认识神的奇妙可是他们却拒绝神。
When you're reading Romans 1 and 2, if you're really paying attention, when you hit Romans 2 verse 1, you should be shocked.
如果你读过罗马书的第一跟第二章你当你到了第二章第一节的时候你应当非常的惊异。
Because we're reading chapter 1 and everything's about them and how they rejected God and of course they deserve condemnation.
因为第一章里头都是讲说他们如何的拒绝神所以他们是配得到这些审判。
In chapter 2 verse 1, Paul says, Therefore, you believers have no excuse.
可是第二章第一节保罗却说你这论断人的你是没有任何的借口。
Every one of you who passes judgment, for in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things.
因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。
So Paul is pointing out something similar, that if we're looking at others, we're not realizing that according to God's standard, we are not righteous either.
所以当我们这样子论断人的时候, 我们没有想到, 按着神的标准, 我们也是自己也要这样子被论断。
And verse 2, he says, And we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice those things.
第二节, 我们知道这样行的人, 神必照真理审判他。
And at the end, he's saying, at the end of verse 3, he's saying, we won't escape this judgment. None of us will.
然后在第三节的最后, 他说, 你们以为能够逃脱神的审判吗?
So this echoes almost exactly what our Lord's words were when he told the disciples, he said, don't judge and also watch out by the standard you measure, you'll be measured.
所以这就是主耶稣对门徒说的,你们不要论断人,你们要小心,因为你们用什么量器量给人,也必用什么量器量给你们。
Now we go to verse 4.
第四节。
Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？
What happens if we take God's compassion and mercy seriously?
如果我们正确地对待神的恩慈跟宽容，
Paul saying if we really consider the Lord's compassion, it'll lead to repentance. How's that?
保罗说,如果你正确地看神的恩慈跟宽容,那你是会悔改的。Well,
when we experience God's kindness, when we go to Him or when we worship Him, and really appreciate His mercy and compassion.
当我们敬拜神的时候,我们思想回想他的丰富,他的恩慈跟宽容。
Don't you find the Holy Spirit will shine His light in, and we find that our natural self doesn't measure up.
圣灵那个时候会光照我们，我们看见我们的本人，我们自己是不能够配上这个标准的。We
see His purity, we realize, oh, we're impure in ourselves.
我们看见他的纯洁，我们发觉我们自己是不洁的。So
the Lord uses it when we see that, we sense our sin and we repent before Him.
所以神让我们看见我们的罪，我们就悔改。So
Paul is saying something like that.
所以保罗就是这样说。But
if you're judging others, your eyes are focused on the wrong thing.
如果你在论断别的人，那你的眼看的是错误的东西。Let's
focus on the Lord's compassion.
让我们能够专注在主的他的恩慈宽容上。In
fact, when this happens and the Lord shines into our life, that's how He shows us the log in our eye.
其实当神光照你的心的时候，这时我们才能够认识我们眼中的良木。We
see that problem in someone else, but it's when we're before the Lord and He shows us, oh, you have that problem in its bigger.
我们通常只会看到别人眼中的刺, 可是我们却没有, 除非神光照我们可以看见我们眼中的良木。
There's a phrase in English, I know you guys love Chinese little proverbs, or whatever those things are, but in English we have this phrase.
你都喜欢中文里面有一些成语, 那英文里面有一句。
Now it's not in the Bible,
不是在圣经里头的。
But in my view it's a paraphrase, and the Holy Spirit has used that to speak to my heart.
可是我相信,虽然它不是在圣经里头,可是我相信圣灵就是用它来向我的心说话。
And that phrase is this.
那句话是怎么说呢?
It takes one to know one.
需要有一个人才能够认识另一个人。
So when I find myself looking at a particular brother and going, that brother is so proud, he is a proud one.
有的时候我发觉我在看另外一个弟兄，我会心里想说，哦，这个弟兄实在是一个非常骄傲的人。I
can hear someone saying, either my wife or my mother or actually the Holy Spirit going, Maurice, takes one to know one.
所以我可以想象我的太太或者是圣灵也会跟我说，跟 跟我说, 需要一个人才能够认识另外一个人。
There's real truth in it.
哦，这里头有一些真理。
What about a liar? Oh, that guy's a liar.
哦，那个人是一个说谎的人。
I'm not a good lie detector because I'm actually not a good liar.
我不是很会说谎。
So I can't take one to know one in that case. I'm sorry to confuse things, but when we are one, we are sensitive and detected in others. That's the point.
如果你自己对这个事情有敏感的话，你才会在别人的身上你可以分辨。
So, but once the Lord removes that log, once we see it, then there's the possibility we can help others with it. Actually, we can help a lot, but only after the Lord deals with the log in our eye.
所以如果神怜悯你，让你看到你自己眼中的梁木的话，把它挪去，这样或许你能够帮助弟兄姐妹。
All right, let's go to chapter 14, also staying with Paul. This clarifies things even more, makes it more clear what we're doing when we are judgmental.
所以我们来到罗马书的第十四章的讲到当我们论断人的时候我们的心态是如何。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Who are you to judge the servant of another? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand.
你是谁竟论断别人的仆人呢他或站住或跌倒自有他的主人在而且他也必要站住因为主能使他站住。
So this has to do with us judging another person's servant, but really we're talking about the fact that everybody in here is a servant of the Lord.
这里好像是在讲到论断别人的仆人，可是我们要认识这里的所有的人都是仆人，都是主的仆人。
So you might discern a sin or a problem in me that's still different from you being my judge. I have a judge.
你或许能够看见我里头的一些罪，可是呢，可是我们都有一个，我们都有一位那个审判我们的人。是。
Hallelujah, we have the most amazing judge.
And hallelujah, 我们的神他是何等的审判官。
Verse 9.
第九节。
For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living.
因此基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。
But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you again, why do you regard your brother with contempt? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God.
你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因我们都要站在神的台前。
Thank the Lord, he's the judge who died and was risen in order to be Lord of all.
我们感谢主，因为他是那一位死了又复活的，要做万人的主的那一位。
If the judge hadn't gone to the cross, the judge would just be condemning us all. We're done.
如果那一位审判官他没有上十字架的话，他就是在我们就完全被定罪的。
But our judge is our Lord Jesus.
可是我们的审判官是我们的主耶稣。
And he died so he could be in that place as the compassionate judge.
他死去，所以他能够做那个有宽容的神。
But all of us have to give account when we go before the Lord.
当我们站在神的台前，我们都要对我们所做的负责。
And we know this isn't speaking of the great white throne. This is speaking of a judgment before the Lord, where there will be result, the result will be rewards or not.
我们不是在讲那个白色的大宝座，而是在讲我们有一些奖赏。
And the results will be a role or a place in a millennial kingdom.
而且是在讲到在那个千年国度里头，有一些结果。
But the important thing for us today is we focus on the fact that God is our judge, Jesus is our judge. And we're not the judge of one another.
所以我们要清楚明白，耶稣是我们的审判官，我们不是彼此的审判官。
And then verse 13, therefore let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way.
第十三节，所以我们不可再彼此论断。 宁可定义神也谁也不可不给弟兄放下绊脚敌人之物。
So Paul again is saying, catch yourself. If you find yourself doing this, refocus on what can I do to help my brother and not cause a problem.
所以保罗他就提醒我们，你如果发现你是在做这个事情，你就可以停止，不要再彼此的论断。
So I just want to finish up with some practical examples too of this for us.
我盼望能够用一些实际的例子来结束。
I have a silly example, but then we'll get more serious. A silly example is there's this understanding that someone who is a serious chain smoker and then they stop, especially with God's help, they become really, really adamant about smoking or not smoking.
Okay, 我有一个比较轻松的例子。有一些或许以前是非常有烟瘾的。当他神帮助他能够让他除掉这个烟瘾的时候，他对于这个吸烟这件事情就非常的执着。
And this happens with other bad habits. We become a Christian and the Lord touches us and we stop doing something. We know it's wrong.
这跟我们普通就是我们在信主以后在信主以前我们做一件事情，然后神就帮助我们除掉了那一个。
That becomes our thing.
这就好像变成你的一些
事情。If I happen to meet a Christian brother who's smoking, then I, of course, I'm going to go tell him he's wrong.
所以如果这件事情发生在你身上，你在信主以后，你看到一个基督徒在抽烟，你就会去跟他说这是错的。
Because I know it's right, because God showed me.
我知道这个是错的，因为神让我看见。
And I'm judge of this.
我在这世上应该有权柄，就是。
Now I say it's a silly example because it's kind of narrow. But what happens is, what happens if I were to do that?
所以这个例子如果我是这样行的话呢
？I'm taking pride in something that God has shown me.
我好像把神启示给我的一些事情
I'm taking the role as judge and I'm condemning someone else for this thing that I'm focused on.
我好像自己做一个审判官论断某一个人在这件事上。
I'm even taking credit for what God showed me. It's like, I'm right, I know this, I've conquered this.
我好像把这一个把这一个事情好像说这是我自己看见的，其实是神让你看见的。
So when we see this in someone else, we know that's not good.
所以如果我们这样子的话就不好。
Because many things are happening. Another thing that's happening is, if that's me, I'm not sensing from the Lord what's really important to the Lord.
所以我们或许没有在主的面前分辨是什么是从主来的。
I'm not hearing the Lord about what this person needs.
我没有真的是从主听到这个人到底需要什么。
They need Christ.
他们需要基督。
This issue of smoking may be a very, very minor, tiny side thing.
这个吸烟的事情或许是非常的不重要的事情。
Okay, that's smoking.
这是关于吸烟。
But we do the same things with things we learn from the Lord.
我们从神学的事也是一样。
So I mentioned YouTube.
我提到了 YouTube.
So if some of us have the leading of the Lord that we're going to stop with this kind of online thing or that kind of online thing.
如果有人被神带领说我们应当停止在网上的这些媒体的事。
And then we think, well, that's,The Lord told me that, and it's right. I'm now going to judge my other Christians.
所以你说这个是神跟我说的我不要来论断别的弟兄姐妹。
Say, oh, do you look at YouTube?
你是不是看网上的那个 YouTube 呢？
So how we deal with this culture would be good examples of that. We can receive something from the Lord, and then we turn it, make it our own, and condemn other people.
所以我们也会。就是在这些文化里的事，我们好像从神领受了以后，我们就转过来去论断别的人。
Just for those who are really alert, what about how we meet to worship?
对于那些注意到这事的人，我们一起聚集敬拜的时候的时间呢？
When we meet a brother in Christ and he goes to some mega church,
我们也许有弟兄他去一个很大的教会。
And I really have lots of revelation about a better way to meet than the church you're going to, brother. I'll straighten you out.
你会跟他讲说，我完全的知道，就是你应当去什么样子的教会，让我来跟你说。
So what have I done? I've taken something the Lord has given.
我好像把一件神赐下的事情。
Taken it as my own, give myself credit.
把这件事情变成好像是我发起的。
Think I'm discerning, but I'm actually judging him.
我以为我是在清楚明白一件事情。
I'm condemning him.
其实我是在论断他，审判他。
For the way he worships, because it's not as good.
为了他敬拜的方式，好像没有你想的好。
What am I also doing?
我们还在做什么呢?
I'm missing out completely on what relationship God wants me to have with this brother.
我完全没有注意到神希望我跟这位弟兄有如何的关系。
I'm not listening to the Lord.
我没有在听主的话。
I am condemning in pride.
我是在骄傲的心里头在审判论断他。
So we don't hear the Lord. We don't know what's important because we're focused on what we think is right.
所以我们没有在听主的话，我们只是在注意到我们自己以为对的事情。
We need fresh leading from the Lord because the Lord, at different times and different seasons, different things are important. What is the Lord doing now?
我们需要有一个从主来的更新的一个带领。现在主在这个时刻。 在要做什么事情，用什么方法？
And we think of a particular person, whatever I'm focused on may be totally unimportant.
特别针对某一个人，也许你想的是完全不重要的。
And we want to hear from the Lord. Maybe I'm supposed to learn something from this brother, not the other way around.
我们需要从神那里听到话语，或许是神要你从那个弟兄里听到一些话。
Maybe this brother is going through some horrible hard time and just needs prayer.
也许这个弟兄在经过很大的患难，他只需要一些祷告。
So just to summarize, though, what can happen for us is that we can take something good, turn it into something bad as we get judgmental, rigid.
所以我们总结一下，就是我们能够把一件好的事情反而可以变得非常。
So we watched it happen with Jonah, that even though Jonah went into the belly of the fish and repented in some level and worshiped the Lord, in his heart was this cold, proud, condemning spirit still.
所以虽然那个约拿他被吞到鱼肚子里头以后，他也有祷告，他也悔改，可是他的心里头仍然是一个刚硬的，他不认识神的恩典。So
this is the main point today is that we have in us this, in our natural man, we have this instinct or desire to judge and condemn others.
所以我们今天盼望能够认识，我在我们这个自然的人里头，我们有一个本性是要去定罪，是要去论断。So
how do we avoid this?
我们如何能够避免这个呢?
So brothers and sisters, some suggestions as we close.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在结束的时候，我们有一些
The first thing is we have to acknowledge that we have this judgmental nature in ourselves. We need to take seriously the warnings from Jesus and the warnings through Paul's writings, the warnings through James.
我们需要非常的要注意到主耶稣在这世上对我们的警告。
Let's take seriously the bad example of Jonah in this case.
我们也要非常注意地看到约拿在这世上做的负面的一个例子。
You care more for the plant than you do those people?
你看中那个，你关心那个蓖麻，还关心多过关心那些十二万人吗？
I think the Lord can ask us that about a lot of situations.
我相信主能够也是用同样的话来跟我们讲。
I love dogs, but there are some people who care more for their dog than they do for people.
我很爱我的狗，可是有很多人，他们爱他们的狗，高过爱别的人。I
guess that's better than a plant, but
就好像是比那个蓖麻好一点。But
the Lord may point out to you know what's important to me. Yes.
可是主也许是会让你看见你心中所看重的事。So
for this issue, we need to see the depth of the problem. This isn't just a matter of us tuning ourselves slightly.
我们需要看到这个事情的 这个根底就是什么对你是心中重要的。
Let's acknowledge the purity of the character of God that he wants in his kingdom.
让我们认识到神他在他的国度里头的要求，他的圣洁的要求。
God doesn't, well, another way to say it is the kingdom of God is radical, it's extreme.
神的国度，另外一种说的方法就是神的国度是非常是非常极端的。
Christ's bride must be pure. Christ's bride must be pure.
基督的心腹一定要纯洁的。
So there's no place for our judgmental attitude in that.
所以我们这样子论断的一个心态是不能够在那个国度当中的。
And another simple way to say is there's only one judge.
另外一种简单的说法就是只有一位审判官。
Let's not take on the role of judge. We have the perfect one and only Jesus Christ as the judge who will pass judgment.
我们根本就不需要去论断别人，因为有一位只有那一位耶稣基督他是那个审判官，他也会审判众人。
So instead of condemning, let us seek God's mind to receive Christ's attitude towards others.
所以我们不要去定罪别人，可是我们盼望有一个神的给我们的一个能够清楚明白个人的心。
He's the one who said, "Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do."
他就说饶恕他们，因为他们不知道他们所做的。
So the only place to be for us in this regard is to be in that place of grace, appreciating God's grace and His mercy.
所以我们唯一能够处的地方就是在一个恩典的地方，是神他能够恩典恩慈对待人。
So to avoid this sin, let's recognize it and be repulsed by it.
所以我们需要能够认识到这一个罪，我们也要能够恨恶这样的罪。
And when we see it in ourselves, let's flee to our Lord.
所以当我们在我们自己里面看见这样的光景的时候，我们应当逃到主的跟前。
We flee to his feet.
我们跑到他的脚前。
We come to the throne of grace.
我们来到了恩典的宝座前。
He will help us have discernment without being judgmental.
他会帮助我们，让我们能够有清楚的认识明白，而不是一个论断的人。
So we read a verse from James, and just where James says, "Draw near to the Lord, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." That was James 4, verse 8.
我们在雅各书的第四章第八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
Let's draw near to our Lord and let Him cleanse us.
让我们亲近我们的主，他就来洁净我们。
I've kind of run over, so let's have a word of prayer to close.
我们时间已经过了，我们有一些祷告结束。
Father, we thank you for the word of God is so living.
父神，我们为你的话语感谢你，这是活泼的话。
We thank you how Jesus so directly pointed to matters of the heart.
谢谢主耶稣，你直接的指出在我们心里的事。
We thank you, Lord, that in the kingdom to come, there'll be no place for sin.
主，我们感谢你在将来的国度不会有容许罪的地方。
And that you're working out Christ's life in the body of Christ.
你也在基督的身体里头，你要造成基督自己。
So Lord, as you shine your light on this particular problem, we want to put ourselves into your hands.
主，当你的光照在这世上的时候，让我们把自己交在你手中。
Help us to recognize when we take the role of judge and condemn others.
让我们看见我们什么时候是在论断别的人。
Help us to be repulsed by it.
让我们恨恶这样子的心态。
Recognize it as our flesh.
认识这是我们的肉体。
And flee to you, Lord.
我们就可以跑向你。
Where before your throne, you can enable us to be gracious to others.
在你的宝座跟前，你能够把一个恩慈宽容的心赐给我们。
At the same time, we can trust that you give us the discernment we need.
我们相信你也是同时间把一个能够清楚分辨的心赐给我们。
What a joy to be your disciples, Lord Jesus.
主，我们做你的门徒是何等喜乐的事。
We commit ourselves in these words back to you.
我们把这些话语就再一次交在你手里。
We pray in Christ's name.
我们祷告是奉基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We're dismissed.
大家可以散会。